This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Just to moan one last time on it, I feel like, I don't know if you're the same, I feel like I've been soaked so many times with inappropriate clothing. I don't mean like a boob tube or anything, I just mean I've forgotten to bring a coat. But I've been soaked so many times over the past few days, and I'm trying to grow my hair a bit longer at the moment, so I've been using more wax to lacquer it down. And just about an hour and a half ago, I got soaked coming out of the tube, so I had to put my hood up as I ran across the road, which pressed down my hair into what I would describe as three distinct mounds, and I look like Arthur Scargill. And I've got to stick with that for the rest of the day. There's a cultural reference point for the kids. But I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're having a good Tuesday. I just want to make it very clear that I endorse self-improvement and making yourself the best version of you. And if you're doing that at the moment, good on you. And that is why, with that ethos in mind, I have enrolled in some guitar lessons. So I used to be in a band years and years ago, but I played bass. And you can't really play bass on your own. It's a bit weird, isn't it? So I thought, well, I need to learn guitar. So I know the basics of guitar, but I want to take it to the next level. And I don't know if you're the same as this, but I got loads of online courses. I bought a load of online courses during lockdown. I got like a mouth organ and stuff like that and never did any of it. I feel really bad about that. Did you start anything up in lockdown and never get around to doing it? So I thought, right, I need to make this work. And there's a fella who's two roads down from me called Enzo in Leigh-on-Sea. He's a very cool guy, a million times cooler than I am. But you go around to his little cabin he's got in his back garden, and he looks like someone who might be in the Strokes. Always wears a suit with, gym-friendly sports trainers, that kind of thing. And we play some guitar, and do you know what makes me feel good? I'm liking it. I like structure. So he gives me some homework to learn, like a White Stripes song, and then I come back and mess it up. And I'll say, I can do it on my own normally, but I always like absolutely stack it in front of him. But it's a good thing to be learning. So I thought this could be a good inspiration for the first hour of home time this evening. What are you learning at the moment? Is there something that you're kind of training yourself to do, making yourself a better person, a better version of you? Some messages coming into the show already. Kristen says she's learning Spanish, but badly. Kaz says she's learning to get her sea legs. She's off to Amsterdam on a cruise very soon as well. So look, if there's something that you're training yourself to do or you're getting lessons for, what is it? But some interesting stuff. Caffeine on Twitter says she's learning guitar, German and Latvian. What a combo. Paul says he's learning how to navigate a new phone at the moment. Does take time. Hi to Estelle as well, who has got in touch to say, I'm taking Salesforce analytics courses. Estelle, mate, I don't even know what that is. Hi to Alex from Woodley. She says, Bush, I'm learning how to paint Warhammer 40,000 models. Takes a lot of patience, concentration and skill, all of which I do not have much of, but nonetheless, I'm loving it. They look great when I get them on the board to play with my mates. That's a good thing. That's mindfulness for you right there. So send us some photos of your models. I'm sure you're doing a good job. We've got Nessie on the line right now. Nessie, what are you learning, my friend?
So at the age of 49, and having been an engineer all my life, I've decided that me and the wife should buy a wine bar. We've both never done anything like this before, but yeah, I'm now learning to be a barista and barman, which is excellent because, one, I don't even like coffee, but I've now got to learn how to do things like flat white, cappuccinos, lattes, and it's a nightmare. It's a minefield.
Well, we'll get into this then. So first of all, with the whole wine bar thing, how did you end up buying a wine bar? Did you end up chatting to someone who was selling one, or how did it work?
Pretty much exactly that, yeah. My son told me that it was a wine bar that was coming up for sale in the village we used to live in, and me and the wife, we sort of went to look at it, and 2 weeks later we had the keys, and that's it. And
amazing.
You know,
so
it's one
cool.
of them, if we didn't do it, someone else would have done, kind of thing.
Brilliant. Have you got a name for it?
It's called Home Bistro and Bar. It's in Roddington, that's in Doncaster. So yeah, come down there and come say hello.
Brilliant. Well, go give Nessie your support. And then one final thing. I just want to prepare you for this on behalf of my parents, Jerry and Nigel. I don't know if anyone else's parents do this, but my mum and dad are quite bad for taking coffees back because they reckon lattes are too cold and they haven't been done enough with hot milk. Are you ready for that, Nessie?
We're ready. We're ready for everything. So bring it on.
I'll pass that on to them. Hey, best of luck with the business. Keep us posted.
Thank you very much, mate. Take care.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Beth from Southampton. She's listening via Absolute 80. She says, thank you for keeping me sane at work with your amazing playlists, especially during this awful weather. My lockdown hobby, which I've carried on with ever since, was to learn geometry, especially how to make patterns using a ruler and a compass. If only maths in school was made to be this fun. Who knew you could make art with maths? Hoping to hear there are more fellow creatives out there. All the best, Beth. What a lovely message. Do you remember that thing from the 80s, or you used to get when you were at school where you used to draw. This is really hard to explain, but you drew within a little plastic spiky thing, and it rolled round in a circle, and it made a kind of crazy, mad pattern. Do you remember that thing? What was that called? Or is that something that's literally a false memory implanted in my brain from the 1970s or 80s? Hyder Lachlan in Glasgow, he says, for about the last year or so, I've been learning algebra. I was lousy at maths at school, so I'm just trying to prove to myself it wasn't lack of ability. Good on you. Let us know how that goes. Let's go to the phones. Chris, what are you learning?
I'm learning to fly a little helicopter.
Oh, right. How do you get into, like, flying helicopters just on the side? How's that start?
It was quite easy, really. I'd thought about it for quite a while, but got to the time of life when I needed to kind of push the button. But it's a steep learning curve, put it that way.
Okay, and what did you start in a simulator, or like a computer thing, or you straight in?
Straight in, no messing, sort of like a trial flight. And then you're kind of in the air. You have a go with the controls, and then you kind of decide whether you want to sort of have another lesson or, stop there kind of thing.
Well, how long do you have to clock up before you're allowed to have a go on your own then, Chris?
You've got to do a lot of hours before they let you fly solo.
Okay, how many hours have you done?
I'm in 15 hours at the moment.
So you're getting there. And where have you been in your helicopter? Give me one location you've been past on your helicopter.
I've been to the coast, Sunny Honey.
Okay, that sounds good. You could start up a business, yeah, though, Chris. What about this helicopter school runs? We were running really late this morning. What about getting a dad there hovering in the sky ready to swoop down and get you to school on time? Would that be a thing?
We possibly could, but it would be a little bit expensive.
That's, honestly, we were so late this morning, I would have paid anything to get her there on time. So just keep it in mind. Good lad. Well, best of luck with the learning, and we will look into the skies and hopefully see you soon. Yeah. Hyder Belstaven, who has emailed the show to say that he's learning Japanese. I've been learning for a little over a year now, and it's not the easiest of languages to learn. I'd love to learn Japanese, but it does sound incredibly tricky. Good luck with that.
This is the Daily Takeaway. Daily Takeaway.
If you're having a chippy tea this evening, I'm very, very jealous. There's no greater treat. Basically, that moment you realise you don't have to cook. It's fine. It's all taken care of. Such a relief, isn't it? You'd have to think of someone or find someone to eat. All you need to do then is put the plates in the oven, which is essential. I know some people don't do that prep when you're having a chippy tea, but I do believe that's essential. I still can't believe you get people in the United Kingdom who go to the palaver of, you know, sending someone out to go and get fish and chips or whatever you're having and have it on cold plates. What are you doing? The only responsibility you really need to think about if you are having a chippy tea is deciding what to have. I think it's fair to say that everyone has got an order that never really changes. Your chippy order, it's a bit like your DNA. I reckon in the future, you know, like that Tom Cruise Minority Report movie, there's going to be two ways of, like, psychologically profiling people or whatever. One is through your DNA, and the other one is your chip shop order. Because I think it stays with you fairly. I've had the same chip shop order for quite a few years overall. Although, to be honest with you, I used to be a fish and chips kind of guy. But you know, we did our chip shop tour here on Home Tour, where we went up and down the United Kingdom trying fish and chips and trying to work out what was the best one. I kind of, like, stopped having fish after that point. I went across the line with it. So now I always have pie and chips for my order. And the reason I'm saying this to you right now is that someone called me a weirdo for having chicken pie and chips as my go-to chip shop order. How do you feel about that? I feel a bit hard done by. They kind of insinuated that if you're going to go to a chippy, you should by rights be having fish. The name's in the title of the shop, after all. So just by way of a national survey, if you would give me just a minute of your time here on Home Time this evening. We've had a general election. It's the start of a new era. Consider this a kind of fish and chip-based doomsday book. Just tell me what your go-to, your standard chip shop order is. Don't think about it. Just say it out loud. If someone's just asked you now, they're about to nip down to the chippy, what are you having? Just around our producers here on Home Time, producer Nick, his go-to order, fish, chips, mushy peas, and a side of a battered sausage, because he doesn't want the battered sausage to be the main bit of the meal with chips, because he's more hungry than that. And I believe that the side sausage, although that sounds kind of a way of life, is a common thing at the moment in the United Kingdom, because people are hungry, aren't they? And then producer Harry is going for a large battered sausage and chips and curry sauce on the side as well. Hi to Sam, rockin' chips with a fat willy. I don't know what that is. Oh, no, fat wally. I've read it wrong. What's a fat wally? Oh, dear. What is a fat wally? I don't even know what that is. Oh, dear, that's a terrible thing to get wrong. Hi to Neil, chips, jumbo sausage, scraps, buttered bread, bun, two sachets of red sauce and a can of pop. Sounds like a death row meal. Getting a lot of stick for not knowing what a fat wally is. Genuinely, I've never heard of a fat wally in my life. Someone here says, you live in Essex and you don't know what a fat wally is? They will extradite you. Apparently it's a pickled gherkin. Who knew? I did accidentally say Fat Willy, which is, of course, Fat Willy's surf shack, which was that... Do you remember that line of clothing down in Devon? Really brightly coloured beachwear. Don't know if it's still going, but I digress. Just tell me what you would normally order if you go to the Chippy. Joe says, and he's doing the voice, can I have a single black pudding, single steak pie and a special fish supper and throw in two pickles? Just salt, please. How much is that, mate? Look at that, it's the whole order. David says, pudding, chips and two potato scallops. Not entirely sure what that is. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Mandy on the line. Mandy, what is your order then when you go to the Chippy?
Cod roe and chips. Two cod roe and chips.
Well, dare I ask, I think I know what it is. Weirdly enough, I worked in a chip shop for like when I finished university back in the day in Devon, but I don't think we did cod roe. Is it just fish eggs? Is that what that is?
Yes, it is.
How can that be nice, Mandy? Tell me.
Oh, it just is. It's something I was brought up on. My dad was always eating roe, and it just, that was, there we go.
Forever eating roe, your dad. And then what format does it take, cod roe? If I was to order in a chip shop, what does it even look like?
Well, I think it comes in a tin, so it's just a slice, like a round slice of cod roe, solid. They batter it and fry it.
You're not selling it to me, Mandy, I'll be honest with you.
Yes, about that.
Okay, and do you think certain chippies have got it and certain places don't have it? If I was to go to the chip shop at the end of our road in Southend, Leigh-on-Sea, do you think they'd have cod roe, or is it just specific areas?
I don't know, because obviously I'm a bit further north, I don't know.
Maybe it's a northern thing.
Quite a few chip shops I frequent have it.
Then you're known around the chip shops in the Daventry area.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Your order is not one but two battered cod roe and chips.
It is indeed.
Anna's emailed me to say nobody gets chicken pies to take away. It's not normal. And that's how it all started. I was just getting a load of stick for having chicken pie and chips. Mushy peas is me chippy order. Keep them coming in. In the meantime, though, it's home time where real music matters, and we want to send you to the biggest gigs of the summer thanks to 10 weeks of tickets. This week, I've been giving you the chance to win your way to the Leeds Festival. It's got a brilliant lineup: Liam Gallagher, Catfish on the Bottom, and Jerry Cinnamon, Blink 182, The Prodigy, The Last Dinner Party, and so many more over the August Bank Holiday weekend. So it's going to be great. All you need to do is take part in the quiz that I've come up with called Leeds, Leeds, Leeds. And it's celebrating our communal love of cables and wires and connectors that we use day to day on our electrical devices. Bear with me on this. Yesterday was all about the SCART leads. Today, tonight, we focus on the inimitable HDMI. Who doesn't love an HDMI lead? Have you got one of those ones that's got a gold casing on the end of it? Does it actually make any difference? They always try and upsell you when you go to an electrical store, but I don't think it actually does anything. Anyway, look, so to win tickets to the Leeds Festival, please answer the following question. What does HDMI stand for? Let's speak to tonight's contestant, who's called Dave. How are you doing, Dave?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Good, man. Is it raining where you are? Has it been raining today? Sick of this weather?
Drizzling, very, very humid.
Humid? Where are you, Dave?
In North Yorkshire, near Thirsk.
Okay, and it's been like muggy, that kind of rain.
Yeah, just muggy enough. It's only drizzling where I am, but, yeah.
Dave, can I speak to you about HDMIs for a second?
Oh, she can.
Dave, do you know that sometimes they try and upsell you a gold HDMI, an HDMI but with a gold bit on the end? Do you think that does anything, or is that just for, like bling, like glam?
It's probably for bling. I go through them like nothing. I'm breaking them all the time, so...
You've come on air tonight, Dave, to tell the United Kingdom that you go through HDMIs like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Well, let's cut to the chase, because we would love to send you to the Leeds Festival. What does HDMI stand for, Dave?
High Definition Multimedia Interface.
Yes! Get in! What an incredible bit of knowledge that might come up in a pub quiz at some point in the future, Dave.
That'll do.
Well, you're off to the Leeds Festival to see the likes of Liam Gallagher, Catfish on the Bottom, and Jerry Cinnamon, Blink 182 and more over the August Bank Holiday weekend. Who are you going to take with you, Dave?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll have to see which one of my mates is going to offer me the mod.
Well, this is it. Any friends of Dave's listening to this right now, up your game, and you might be going to see the Leeds Festival. Good to speak to you, man. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. With you, I have more tickets up for grabs on tomorrow's show as we play another round of Leeds, Leeds, Leeds. And that's all thanks to 10 Weeks of Tickets.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We're going to return to a subject that kind of went off, if I may say such a phrase, in the last hour of the show. And I was asking you what your standard chip shop order is. Basically, someone accused me of being a weirdo for having chicken pie and chips with mushy peas as my standard order. They were kind of insinuating that if you're going to go to have fish and chips, you should at least have fish in there. But I think what's been proved over the past 90 minutes of radio is that people have very unusual orders. It's not all the same. It's a little bit like your DNA. And also, these orders don't kind of change. Everyone's got a standard thing. So do me a favour. Don't think about it. Just react. What is your standard chip shop order? It's 8, 12, 15. One thing that has tripped me up, though, is a Fat Wally, which I've never heard of before. Elliot in Sussex has gone further to explain. He says, Bush, a Wally is an old East End term for a gherkin. For people living in the dock areas, this was their staple diet, as it was cheaper than shops. A Hoxton childhood would explain better. There you go, I didn't even realise that. You learn a new thing every day. But let's get back to some of your orders here. Some of them are just outrageous. Tricky. His standard thing to have at a chip shop is Savoy chips, scallop, mini fish, can of Vimto, and a walk-home battered sausage. I think one other recurrent theme of tonight's show is that battered sausage, very versatile, gets used in a lot of different ways. On the side earlier on for producer Nick, for the walk home for Tricky. Fat Scotty says smash kebab, orange chips and a Klondike. What's a Klondike? Unearthing things I've never heard of before. Scotty goes for a Clark's pie, which I believe are Bristolian pies, the finest pies of all time. And Carlton says a chip butty and a traditional fish cake. Then he puts the fish cake in the butty. Well, I want to say hello to my lovely friend Tara from Derry, who's listening in the car right now with her lad Seth and his mate. On the way back from school, I believe that might be the case, but big love to Tara. Thank you to everyone who's been getting in touch this evening with their chip shop order. Tara, since you're on, do text me your order. Let me know what you have in Derry. This one here says chicken and mushroom pie, chips, mushy peas, and apparently a Klondike is a potato scallop, says Paul. You learn a new thing every day. Big Frank from Wigan says a baby's yed. What? Chips, gravy, and a pea wet. This is getting more confusing.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
One of the nicest things about doing this show and working at this radio station, particularly during the summer, is sending people off to the great outdoors. Even though today's not very nice weather, I know that today, but overall in the summer, it's nice to go to gigs and festivals. And maybe if you get the sun in your eyes, you might want to wear a cap. Maybe if you're going on holiday, you might want to get yourself a baseball cap. However, I say that as a voyeur because I don't know what it is with me. I look absolutely ridiculous in baseball caps. Is the same situation for you? I feel like we talked earlier on about the DNA of what your order is for going to the chip shop. I feel like you know, people who can either roll their tongue or can't roll their tongues through DNA. I think it's the same thing with baseball caps. You either look okay in caps and hats or you look horrendous in caps and hats. And I would like to say that I firmly am in the looking horrendous in caps and hats category, in that I look unwell. That's the kind of look that I have if I have a cap. In fact, I'll go one further. I bought a cap to take on holiday when we went to Mallorca about a month or so ago, because I'm trying to be a bit better about not getting like a burnt. Got a big old nose, so I'm trying to stop getting my schnoz burnt when I'm away. So I bought a cap, a Carhartt cap. What a cool guy I am. And my other half, Katie, said it gave her the ick, which is nice. So it's nice to get that feedback, isn't it? It's good to know, at least, anyway. So if you are one of those people like me that can't wear hats properly, and would you like to meet up with other people from the same, different walks of life, but who've got the same issue where they can't, maybe there's some kind of, we need to be like, have a terminology for it. We need, you know, it's not classified as some form of illness or thing, is it? Do you know what I mean? You can't get any compensation because there's no word for it. Could be perfect for find a word for on Thursday night. Always the highbrow show. Just been asking people this evening what their go-to chip shop order is. And it's incredible, all the variety. People normally would think that you go to a chip shop and everyone just has fish and chips and maybe mushy peas or curry sauce on the side. No, not you lot. Not the home time listeners. A galaxy of different requests and selections here. Andy in Manchester has fish, chips and curry, but in a naan bread wrapped up. What's all that about? Hi to Michelle. I always have chips and cheese in a naan with curry sauce on the side. That's two naan bread suggestions this evening. And hi to Rich. There's a few people who are like proper curveballs, and I like people who go all in when it comes to eating food. If you're going to have like a, you know, once a week treat or whatever, you may as well go all in. Rich says, my chippy does steaks. So when I know normally go in there, I get, this is amazing, an 8-ounce rump steak, medium, large chips and a sausage in batter, all covered with curry sauce. I think, my friends, we may have a winner this evening. Rich, that's inspired.
This is the Daily Takeaway.